pulled on my cap as I weaved through the cars in a parking lot to get to mine. For anyone looking down at the lot from above, it would seem as if I'm up to no good because of my all-black symbol, but I really want to stay as inconspicuous as possible. I got in my car and drove away as quickly as I could, refusing to let my mind wander to the reason the hairs of my body stood on end. As if I can actually run away from the truth.
Bolly is back
and alive, I told my sister over the phone, as I couldn't help cringing as I said the word because it confirmed what I knew to be true. I also knew she would hear sooner or later. I was betting on sooner, so I preferred her hearing from me.
Really?
She asked in disbelief as I rolled my eyes.
That's great news. Susan, I wonder why you don't sound interested, though.
I'm excited now. Do you want me screaming and giggling like a schoolgirl whose crush just spoke to her? I asked dourly. She sighed, and I could hear her disapproval over the phone.
Susan, the only man you ever loved just came back from the unknown. I mean, we all thought he was dead. Of course, you're allowed to giggle and act like a schoolgirl.
Her voice turned sad.
I know you've been missing him, isn't it?
I felt a sudden tiredness.
You know what? Pass information to mom and tell her he's currently with his family and no visitors are allowed. I need to go to bed. I have a shoot early in the morning.
I said quickly to get off the phone before she starts dissecting my attitude.
Susan, you know mom would love to hear it from you.
I love you, Naomi. Good night. I hung up, clearly ignoring her reply. I can't deal with her patronizing yet condescending tone this night. Wally's arrival is enough problem as it is. I need to see him soon, but I'm scared shitless at the same time. I have questions that have been bothering me since I heard he's back and he has all the answers. Questions like, where has he been for the past 4 years? Why is he back? Why now? Most importantly, what does he remember about that night? So many questions only him has answers to. I need answers, and I need them fast. Sound woke me up. As I tried pinpointing the origin of the sound, I heard my name being called.
Susan, Susan, open this door.
Of course, that's Bola's door. Bola, as I like to call him, is my personal assistant, manager, and best friend all rolled into one. He finds a solution to my problems and sense in my otherwise chaotic life. He's what you would call a lifesaver, no cliché. He literally saved my life 8 years ago, and we've been inseparable ever since. I opened the door and found Bola standing with his aunt akimbo. I rolled my eyes as I turned to go back to my bedroom. You have a flair for dramatics, Bola. It's not even 10 a.m. yet, and my shoot is for 12 p.m. I grumbled as I hit the bed face down. It was quiet, too quiet. The Bola I know would have been chewing my hairs off. I turned to see what was wrong. Bola was not even looking at me. His eyes were fixed on something behind me, and as I turned, I saw what he was looking at and felt guilty. He turned his gaze back to me.
You're back to taking pills. When did that start?
His voice was surprisingly even.
I just popped 2 pills last night to make me sleep. I was feeling antsy.
I tried to dismiss it with a short laugh. It's not like I'm addicted or anything. He folded his hands and leveled a glare at me.
The last time you needed help sleeping was 4 years ago after Bolly left. Tell me why you need this. And babe, don't you dare lie to me. Don't you?
I stood up and started picking clothes on the floor, acting unconcerned. Oh, it's not like it has anything to do with anything. But he's back.
Who's back?
I looked at him pointedly, as understanding dawned on him slowly, as his eyes grew large.
No, no, no. No way. Wally is back. Are you serious? Girl, this is not good. Have you seen him? Have you spoken with him?
Calm down. Yes, he is, but knows the rest of your question. I'll drop by after my shoot to check up on him. He seemed even more worked up than I am.
Wow.
Yes, wow. Bola is the only one who truly understands the true extent of my relationship with Wally. He has seen firsthand the kind of person he is, and right now he's looking at me with pity in his eyes. I don't want to be pitied. I have moved on. Wally's hold on me has since been broken. I just need to see him tonight and make him understand that.